Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and philosophy will be on our tongues in the next segment with Mark McIntyre. But right now, we have astronomy and astrology on our tongues with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, and on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and 9630842, we'll put that in there, and then we'll do it again at the end. We have this weekend the, and I don't know why, but I love the way that it's pronounced, the autumnal equinox. I'm guessing that's probably maybe Latin.
Oh, you always ask me questions I don't know.
That's okay. Nonetheless, I like the way that it sounds.
I'm assuming that's
Latin. I like the way that it sounds.
But there's also, autumnal. Yeah, I'm not even.
And I love the fact, because autumn is coming, cooler weather, hopefully some rain showers for our area. But also we have a transition period. We just had a full moon on Thursday.
Yep.
And
the
now
moon
this
just
event,
moved, and the sun just moved.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the sun has gone from Virgo into Libra.
Okay.
And that's what happens at the fall equinox. It's a transition period, and so, you know, this marks a change in the harvest season. You know, by this point, for most of us, we now have a fairly good idea of what we're harvesting for this year. And now comes the intellectual aspect of it, the assessment. We're like assessing what we've got and what we need to shift to close out the year the way we had stated, the way we had, you know, to meet the goals we had set at the new year.
Yeah. Now that's what to me is interesting about that is that we have a situation where, I mean, you can look at it from a lot of different levels, whether
right.
it's your own personal life or then you take it globally with the various tensions that are happening.
And everything in between.
Yeah.
You know,
now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me tie something in there. Let me see if this fits, because I find this fascinating. Specifically with the two governments right now, the U.S. and the Soviet governments, or Russian governments, I guess it is, and this whole thing over Syria. And here's my perspective, that you would have thought that the peoples of either side or globally would just have been happy that we came up with, that a solution was come to. It didn't matter who came up with it. And yet you're hearing all of this, one-upsmanship has been perpetrated kind of thing. Do you think that this might be the beginning of something along those lines in terms of, look, we put an idea on the table. It doesn't matter whose it is. We're just trying to solve a problem. Is that kind of the energy that's circulating with all of this, with these changes?
Well, actually, Virgo is a lot more about solving problems.
Okay.
Libra, sadly, is famous for arguing.
And wanting to take credit kind of thing? It's still arguing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Libra. The biggest misconception about Libra is that it is about balance. And Libra is not about balance. Libra is about the quest for balance, the search for balance. And the process of creating balance is a very difficult, dramatic thing. Mm. And so because of that, Libra rules arguing, it rules discussion, it rules heated debate, it rules mediation, it also rules negotiation and compromise. And so for me as an astrologer looking at this right now, it's a lot, it all seems par for the course. You know, the good news is people have stepped up with a fairly sincere desire to avert World War III.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, that's where I think the world gets a little drama addict.
Mm-hmm.
Addict-y.
Yeah.
You
addict-y,
know,
addict-y.
Rather than, this is a classic example of what human beings do wrong. Could we please just focus on this unprecedented, good deed.
Yeah.
Could we, like, not punish a good deed? You know, could we just be grateful for that and,
exactly.
and just be supportive and have constructive debate?
Yeah. Everybody thinks that everybody else has this hidden agenda and they have these hidden motives. Well, so what?
We do too.
Well, we
everybody
do.
Everybody has
of us.
Them. Yeah. Get off your high horse,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And just allow ourselves to be human here. Yeah. And right now, humans are trying to avert a war.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line for me.
Yeah.
You know, if we're truly humble, if we're truly selfless and doing this for the higher good, it really doesn't matter who gets credit for it as long as we stop killing people.
That's it. Yeah.
And if somebody else is having a moment where they're being less than magnanimous about all this, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Because some days that idiot is me, you know?
That's right.
You know, and just don't try not to be finger pointing and try to be as gracious as you would want somebody to be to you when you're the one blowing it, you know?
And I think, too, one of the other things that I heard not too long ago, and we've certainly touched this on numerous occasions as well, is that other person is me, that we are that connected. So when I'm driving and I see somebody doing something stupid and then I may even verbalize it in the car. They can't hear it. I then have to turn right around in my head and say, "Oh, and by the way, that's me."
Right.
You know. So I'm starting to make those kinds of observations and shifts, so that maybe there'll become a time when I'll see somebody do something. Matter of fact, I was walking to work one morning, and I was crossing. I was crossing at Anapamu. Here in Santa Barbara at Anacapa, which is a one-way street. Anacapa is the one-way street. And a guy turned left onto Anacapa, northbound. You can't do
that.
So I stopped him. I was walking in the crosswalk, and he was making, no. And his windows were rolled up. So all I could do is wave, saying, no, you can't turn this way. And he corrected himself and got himself back in the proper direction because, you know, number one, you get a ticket. Number two, it's dangerous as all get out because people are coming at you from the other direction. So, again, we're all connected. We're all part of the whole. And, yeah, I think that, as you say, the majority of people on the planet, let alone in this country, we don't want to do this again. We've been down this road. We've been there, done that. And the outcome has never been pleasant for anybody. So I think that you're right. Let's just solve the problem and move on.
Yeah, focus on the good that's happening in this moment.
Exactly,
because politically, you know, this hasn't happened before.
No, it hasn't.
And if we can really create this agreement, even if it's got some holes in it, and avert bloodshed, avert especially American intervention,
yeah.
and especially keeping American boots off the ground over there. You know, we still have 22 American veterans committing suicide every day.
Yeah, sad.
And these
sad
are VA
commentary.
Statistics.
Yeah,
we absolutely have a moral obligation to take better care of our own.
Yeah.
Before we start creating more of these poor folks.
Yeah.
Who really served us, and now who are not being served by us.
Well, let's talk more about this next week. We will do just that, and people can talk to you more about what's going on with them as far as maybe getting a chart from you by contacting you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, at Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting, or 963-0842. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you, Beth.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.